I lived on Puget Sound in the 70s, where I saw only rain clouds for months. We celebrated in April, when the sun broke through and Mount Rainier reappeared. I've lived on the East Coast for several decades now, and whenever I go back to visit family in the summer, I greet Mount Rainier like an old friend. But on my last trip, I could see neither sun nor mountains. We'd heard that smoke from Western forest fires was bad, and my daughter had downloaded an app that gave fire location and status updates. But we were still surprised by the haze that surrounded us and blocked familiar sights. When we traveled through Portland, we couldn't see Mount Hood. Further south, as we drove towards the worst recorded fire in California history, the smoke thickened and visibility became less than a mile. We stopped at a rest area with a scenic overlook of the majestic 14,000-foot Mount Shasta that was entirely obscured by a wall of smoke. Nearly 2 million acres in the western U.S. burned this summer in fires across 14 states, from Alaska to New Mexico. And according to a study from the U.S. Forest Service and the University of Montana, the increasing summer temperatures and decreasing precipitation that fueled those fires was due to climate change, and not caused by gross mismanagement of forest, as Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke has claimed. I saw numerous people wearing masks to protect their lungs from the smoke. At one point, the air quality index was worse in Seattle than Beijing. Breathing in that air was equivalent to smoking 7 cigarettes per day. On New Hampshire's Mount Washington, weather observers detected smoke that had traveled 3,000 miles from those western fires. And last week, a section of the interstate we traveled near Mount Shasta closed because a new fire had started nearby. Author Sarah Val writes that her home state of Montana has gone from having 4 seasons to 2, winter and wildfire. In a 2-week trip with no rain, we saw the sun through the smoke exactly twice. I'd like to think this was a fluke, but I'm afraid it may be the new normal.